Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1 million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform. and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
You know nothing.
No.
No.
You know nothing. I've known things for a long time,
no,
but you know nothing.
Watch and how little you're about to know. Tell you know me what? When we're recording.
Do you want to know
we're
how
recording.
We're recording.
No. Do you want to know how you much
know
I
nothing.
Know?
No,
you
know nothing.
No,
you
are
don't.
You are
go
sorely
ahead. Tell me what
uninformed.
You know. You, oh, my God. I've only been to fucking three doctors. What do you think you know?
Because I am in my 50s. I've been around a long time. I've traveled a lot of roads.
It's gotten you nowhere.
Know. Yeah, no, it's gotten me a lot of places. Big, big time stuff.
What does this have to do with...
I'm saying who comes to work? Who comes to work with chicken pox and puts your manky hands on things? I'm going to put my hand on where you had your manky hands.
You've already had chicken pox.
I can get shingles.
You already can get shingles. Once you have chicken pox, you can get shingles.
I know. I don't
Google
watch,
it. And
I
let, don't me, watch a, let me Google that for you.
I'm waiting. I am trying. I'm going to get the shot for shingles. Hopefully, I was going to get it this weekend. But no, now it's too late because you've just infected me.
No, you already have chicken pox. You've had chicken pox.
I know. Do I want them to arise? Do I want
it doesn't work that way.
You don't understand.
No, first of all, you don't understand. And second of all, if I could go through how many times I have to point that at Crazy Face, please, behind the scenes. If I could tell you how many times I have to hear from Nicole about your hysterical emails that we don't have enough content and we need to record all day and on Saturdays and on Sundays for the rest of our lives. Why, Janice? Because you're unavailable because you have another show.
What's that got to do with my shingles?
How'd we get to that?
Honestly.
Well, you said, how come she work with chicken pox? Well, when the hell else? What am I going to do? I had to be here because you were like, we need content. We're running out of content. We don't have any segments. We've got to record at midnight. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So here we are. Here we are. And
so it's my
fault. I'm no longer contagious, but you don't understand.
Who just lifted up her shirt and scratched like a dog in heat 10 seconds ago?
Dogs, I don't think, scratch when they're in heat.
I've seen it happen.
I don't think you have. No, you haven't.
They could be itchy at one point during it.
No,
you're scratching yourself. What are you doing right now? Scratching yourself.
I'm itchy now.
Exactly.
You know nothing.
This whole place is infected.
No, it's not. It works as follows. 2 weeks before you have the rash, respiratory, it can be transferred. Once you get the rash, you can only transfer it with open blisters. I don't have open blisters, and I'm covered from head to toe. In clothing, I'll have you know.
Those hands are out.
What hand? There's no sore. There's no blisters on my hands.
Ugh.
Just my torso. It's a very mild case.
God.
I don't have any blisters. They're just little red bumps.
Ugh. Where'd you get them from?
I have no freaking idea.
Where have you been lately?
I don't know. It's not an STD, Manus.
Well, it sounds like it.
No, it's not. I don't know. It started with night sweats.
Oh, God. You see, you're
I'm like, am I going into
perimenopausal?
It's like, because I'm always freezing. I'm always freezing, right? So I wake up one morning soaked, and I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? What is wrong? And like, through my shirt, through my little underwear, like, just gross, right? I'm like, why am I sweating?
You had a pervert dream.
No, I didn't. And I said to Heidi, I'm like, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? She's like, well, maybe you're sorry if there's any men that listen to the show. Maybe you're getting your period. You know, I sometimes get night sweats before
I
get my period.
God forbid it's a period.
Don't be sorry for your period.
Oh,
well,
thank you, Jake.
I don't think men want to hear about it. I don't need to hear about some of the things that go on with their, you know,
the junk
stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, so I'm like, all right, you know, so then 8 nights go on, sweating. Then I break into this rash and I'm like, oh my God, you know, we must have mites. I have scabies. Oof. Then I found out the animals can't give you scabies. It's an STD. Then I start getting like body aches and headaches and all this stuff. And it turns out that I have chickenpox. But here's the good news. You take herpes medicine for chickenpox.
Oh, God.
So now it's a very mild case of chickenpox.
Herpes?
Chickenpox. Chickenpox is a herpes virus, apparently.
Oh,
so you take valacyclovir.
Oh, God.
Which I'm about to take. Huh? How about that?
Is that what that little blue pill was?
Blue pill. Yeah.
It was actually a big blue pill.
Did you
at least consult someone to say, should I be around people?
Yes. I told you I went to 2 doctors. I went to my gynecologist because it was my yearly checkup and said, maybe you should wear gloves. I have something. And then
maybe you should wear gloves.
Yeah. And she said, oh, you have chicken pox. And then I went to Dr. Van Hurley.
Yeah.
She said, you have chicken pox.
And did she tell you to wear gloves?
No, not me. I don't need to wear gloves.
The vagina doctor.
No, the vagina doctor, I said wear gloves because yeah. She gives you that boob exam. The whole thing.
I'm so confused. How did we get on vaginas?
Because I went to the gynecologist for my yearly checkup.
Oh, and she's the one that told you by looking at your vagina that you have chickenpox.
Oh, no, they give you a breast exam. And I had little spots on my chest.
Oh,
and she
God.
Said, I said, wear gloves. I said, well, that's when I was like, I don't know. I have this rash. And she goes, you have chickenpox.
Wow.
I'm almost done.
If Jake gets it, doesn't he lose like his sperm?
Men actually can, if they have very severe cases and it's not treated, it can cause issues with fertility. But
yes.
Jake's already had it.
I had it when I was a little kid. When you're kids, they make you go together with other kids that have it just to get it over with.
Yeah, now there's a vaccine. Yeah. But my son hasn't had the vaccine because he's 4. I think they give it to you like our doctor wants to give it to you, the kids after they're 5.
You had a cool oatmeal bath.
I had chicken pox.
You have to stay home from school. It's awesome.
But you scratch. And if you scratch, that where you scratch will scar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chicken pox scars.
Didn't know that.
Manus.
Yeah, when we were little kids. Yeah. I'm sure I have a few.
Don't you even want to show a little bit of sympathy that I dragged my ass in here?
No,
on death's door.
And you know whose fault it all is?
Yours?
No,
yours.
Nicole's. It's Nicole's fault because she is the arranger of your calendar. Nicole is my conduit. I go to Nicole to get answers because if I go to you, what do you say? At me. So I don't
say that at you. I just forward it to Nicole.
That wasn't what language was that?
I don't know.
It's the Jillian language. It's it's a combination of Phoenix and I don't know where you
know
that.
Phoenix. Mommy.
That's right. Phoenix
that
is much lower.
Freaking animal.
Okay.
The kid's a savage.
I'm just saying, you could have just said, hey guys, I got chicken pox. This isn't a good time. And we
no, man, it's because then you would have made us all work on Sunday at 6 in the morning. Right, guys?
Sometimes
right,
you
guys?
Have to.
Right, guys? Right.
Well, the only other options were Saturdays.
Right.
And Jillian's calendar is crazy. I'm
right.
trying to even find time to get
young
her hair
kids.
Done.
I have young kids. And
oh,
I will say, though, when I thought it was mites, because I was like, what could this possibly be?
Good God.
I soaked the entire family in like permethrin cream, burned every sheet in the house, bleached every towel. And Heidi's like, you're dousing our entire family in poison. I'm like, we have bugs. And then we didn't have bugs. She's like, I don't think we do. You can't get like mites from animals. I'm
Do. Are you sure you haven't been to the Boom Boom Room or some kind of place where...
What's the Boom Boom Room?
You know, some kind of...
I know it's a play about it, like a strip club.
Yeah, some place where you've picked up some kind of...
Go to Jumbo's Clown Room.
Is that still around?
Yeah.
Strip place?
Look, we should Jake's take
a,
smiling
we should take
that.
A group trip to Jumbo's and but try not to get stabbed.
Will you get stabbed?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jean Chatsky is an award-winning financial journalist and author. She is on the Today Show constantly as a financial expert, has appeared on The View, Morning Joe, The Talk, and Oprah. And she is on today to talk with us about her brand new book called Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip.
Hi, bud. How are you?
I am great. How are you? It's so nice to talk to you.
You too. I am loving this book. So
thank you.
I'm gonna speak frankly. So first of all, you guys, this was a joint project between yourself and Michael Roizen, who wrote you the owner's manual with Dr. Oz.
Yeah, and many other you books, and he is just a rock star.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. He's a rock star. And what I love so much, because Susie Orman always used to say this to me, health and wealth, health and wealth, healthy and wealthy. They're so connected, healthy and wealthy. And then right on the inside, two of the world's leading experts explain the vital link between health and wealth that could add years and dollars to your life. And I love that you guys did this. So tell me about it.
Thanks. It is so true. You can't have one without the other anymore. I mean, we're all living so much longer, which is great, but not especially enjoyable if you don't have your health and your wealth. As you know, you need both of these things working for you if you're going to enjoy any of the time that you have on this earth.
What, Jean, how did this come about? Like, how did this, because this seems like
personal.
Well, that and I would say it's kind of like when Drake and Rihanna do a song together. You're like, whoa, two great forces come together. Like, how did it, where did this come from? Like, what is it personal, and how did you two meet and all of that?
We met in L.A. in your backyard. We were out there doing a TV pilot that, by the way, went nowhere. It was this new-like show. And he was the doctor. I was the finance person. There were a whole bunch of other people. There was a judge and a lifestyle person and a decorating person. And we met. We got to be friends. And around the time that the Affordable Care Act sort of took hold, I was in all of these meetings over at NBC with the health team because it was very clear that that was both a health and a financial issue. And we started talking more and more about longevity and how the fact that we're living longer means that we need more money for all of those extra years. And I picked up the phone and I called Mike and I said, what do you think? Let's do this. And he was like, yeah, I'm in.
Oh, I love that. So could you tell me, I'm just curious, right? When you look at the kind of correlation between financial wellness and physical wellness. I mean, you literally, as I go through the index of this book, you link everything. It's like, okay, first we're going to do a health physical, then we're going to do a fiscal physical. And you just show how interrelated the two things are. What would you say are, quite honestly, like the top correlations? Like, where do these things intersect the most? Like, if you had to pick the three that are just like, this affects that, or the stress of poor finances will affect the way you eat. I mean, I can of course speak with what I've seen people go through, but
well, no, I think stress is at the very, very top of the list. And that's because if you look at all the causes of stress, and the stress of Americans has just gone up over the past few decades, but if you look at what's behind stress, the American Psychological Association actually studies this stuff, and they put out a list of the things that are most stressful. And there are things like losing a job and having a lot of debt and getting divorced or losing a spouse or having to move and having a chronic health condition. All of those things, if you look at what is behind them, they're all financial in some way, shape, or form.
Of course.
And so if you can get a grip on those financial challenges, your stress level goes way down. And I love the idea of being able to deep breathe away your stress. It doesn't work for these kind of stresses.
Not at all.
Yeah. Dr. Royce and I, we were doing some television this morning, and we were driving into the studio, and we were stuck in this car behind a guy whose Easy Pass was not working, and we were stressed because we were going to be late. That kind of stress, you know, you can get rid of that kind of stress. The guy got out of his car eventually. He waved the Easy Pass. The arm on the thing went up. He went through. We went through. We were only a few minutes late. That kind of stress is fleeting. But credit card debt or job stress, that's not fleeting. You got to be able to really tackle those things in order to make them go away. So part of the book is really devoted to doing that. But there are other things that are linked as well, like inflow versus outflow.
That's my favorite. I was just about to say that's my favorite chapter. And the part where okay, I should let you do the talking because it's your book.
No, I want to hear what you like about it.
Well, okay, here's what I love, because I often draw the analogy, right, when I'm talking about calories. So guys, here's what the chapter is that we're talking about. The science of inflow, outflow, why you're not designed to have a balanced body or budget, which that caught me. I was like, wait a minute. I would think you would say why you are designed. And then it says, and how you can make sure that you do have a balanced body and budget. And I always, when I explain calories to people, they're like, well, how much can I eat? I'm like, well, think of it like dollars, right? You can't spend more than you're earning. Well, you can't eat more than you're burning. And
then
I'm like, if you want to earn more calories, you got to work out more. Like, I constantly, and then you guys quite literally did it, and I just loved it. So that's what I love about it. But please speak to that.
No, I think that's absolutely true. And if you look at how human beings are designed, we're wired to be impulsive. We are still the properties of these brains that were designed when we were cavemen and cavewomen, and we had to kill it and eat it if we were going to survive the day, much less the week or the month or the year. Our species was designed for survival. Our species wasn't designed to live to be 95 and 100. And so we need to find different hacks, ways to take control over this body of ours that wasn't designed to be smart about money or about food or about exercise. And so with money, the quick workaround is to automate yourself into good behavior. You automatically put money into your 401k.
Right.
You automatically rebalance your accounts. You set it up so that the computer essentially takes care of it for you. And what I learned from Mike Roizen is you can do that for your food choices. You can come up with two or three breakfasts or lunches that you're pretty much content to eat every day because you like them. And you just shop for those, you have them at the ready, you grab them and you go, because that's how we eat these days. And then you think about dinner, and that's quite enough for your brain to process.
Gina, you have a question.
I do.
And, Who invited you?
I've just invited myself to the party. Gina, I like the fact that, the book is addressing the fact that we are living longer. And sometimes I wonder, you know, we keep trying to keep up with that. We keep trying to prepare ourselves to live to be 100 financially and our health. But do you think there will be a trend? And I don't mean to sound like a fatalist. I don't mean to sound like we have to, you know, give up the ghost. But will there become a point, because we might not be able to afford to live to be 100, that we just allow our bodies, whatever's going to happen to our bodies, again, this is hypothetical, and we just let it be?
What?
I'm just saying. I think
there's some people who feel that way.
What?
Ezekiel Emanuel, who's one of the famous Emanuel brothers, right? Ari Emanuel, Emanuel. Zeke Emanuel is a doctor. He's at the University of Pennsylvania, and he wrote an op-ed in the New York Times that went viral about why he doesn't want to live to be more than, I believe it was, 80 years old. He was like, when I'm 80, I'm done.
Yep.
And some people feel that way. They're just like, they want their bodies to last only as long as their bodies are really able to do the work of living a great life and living a vital life. But the science is moving so fast,
I know,
that many of us will live a lot longer than that. And if we don't save enough money when we're younger and we don't allow that money to grow, then we're going to have to subsist on Social Security, and that's not a lot of fun. You've got more responsibility for your financial life than you've ever had before, and so you really do have to put the money to work.
I get that. I understand that.
You're
trying
to cop out.
No,
you're copying out.
No, I get it too. I mean, I sort of think like 100. Do I really want to live that long?
Exactly.
But
Look at Jane Fonda.
Good.
She's 80. That broad ain't thinking of dying.
But Jane Fonda has the money and the means to take care of that stuff.
So you want to die because you didn't save your money?
No, I'm just saying, I think there's...
Manus!
Sometimes I think, I don't know, I don't want to be 90 years old and filling my body full of pills to survive.
But she doesn't. She doesn't fill it because she's lived healthily. She's followed these rules. She's 80.
And no matter how old you are now, and this is what I like best about the research, no matter how old you are now, you can have a do-over if you stop doing the wrong things and start doing the right things.
Making up for lost coin chapter.
You can make your life better tomorrow by just changing course.
Yeah. No, you're right, Jean. You're right. Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, because I love that chapter, making up for lost coin. You know, and it does say, like, look, if you're behind the eight ball, you know, it's never too late to get back on top of it. And I would just say, look, get the book, obviously, everyone, but could you give me some top tips about that?
Well, it may mean, if you haven't saved, if you haven't been with a program of saving, you may want to set yourself up so that you either reduce your standard of living, right? You downshift. Maybe you move someplace that's a little bit cheaper so you can pocket more of your money. Maybe you decide that you're going to work a little bit more in your 60s than you planned on working, which, by the way, I mean, I love the idea of continuing to work. I think you and I've talked about this before, Jill, but I don't really plan on retiring. I like the idea of continuing to work because it makes me happy.
Yeah.
It makes me healthy. It gives me, gives me energy. It makes me feel good. And I think the research is showing that that's true for many, many people. And health-wise, they're doing remarkable things. So this was the most surprising thing to me that came out of the book. Everybody thinks that your health expenditures, which we know are going sky high, people think that you're spending all of that money in the last years of life.
Yeah,
as Jana said, trying to just stay alive, stay alive, stay alive. That is not true. 85% of the money that we're spending on healthcare is to take care of chronic diseases.
Mm.
And you can cure 75% of chronic diseases and save yourself a boatload of money by just eating healthfully, avoiding toxins, and the biggest one is smoke, and you got to avoid the secondhand smoke too, because Dr. Roizen told me some really scary stories about people spending just a little bit of time in like a hookah parlor and how bad that is for you.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to keep moving. Your 10,000 steps a day plus a little bit of cardio and some weight training and the step drill that you teach people to do all the time and some jumps. We should be jumping up and down on a hard surface 20 times in the morning and 20
for
times
bone density
at night.
And blood flow and lymphatic drainage,
And minimizing stress. You do those four things and you reduce the chance that you're going to have a chronic disease by 90%.
No, you know what, Jean? I'll say that I
why don't you go jump in front of a bus?
No,
we're all going to live happy, healthy, and wealthy.
No, but that's
we're reading the book. You freaking.
No, but what Jean said just was an eye opener for me because I do think that Jean, I do think that all that money spent when in my last 5 years just down in the stuff to stay alive. And you're right. I didn't put it in that perspective. So, all right.
I did. Fadi, this is really, honestly, I truly love the book, and I think long overdue, and I don't think there's anything out there like it, let alone from two so esteemed individuals in their respective fields of financial health and physical well-being. You can get the book everywhere, obviously. Yeah? I mean, of course you can. It's your book. So everywhere. I mean, freaking everywhere. It's silly that people say, where can I get it? I mean, everywhere that you get a book. And can we also buy it on your website?
Sure. If you go to GeneChatsky.com, you can certainly find it. And ageproof.life.
Ageproof.life, people. Make it happen now. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, let's do a few email questions.
Okay.
Sometimes the reason we do email questions is if people are in international places and we can't make international calls from here.
That's interesting you bring that up. I just found out that the sconce? That the chandelier I bought is German. And Cody said...
Yeah.
Their electrical grid is laid out differently than ours, and I'm going to try to reconfigure it with some wiring, but I might need to order special bulbs.
He might electrocute
himself. So not only
can
we not make calls this way, I also cannot make my chandelier.
Yeah, but can't you just change up the circuit, the whole... Oh.
How's that possible?
Because, you know, when you travel... Julian, you travel all the time to Europe. The plugs are different.
But it's a light fixture.
Yeah. It's still got to plug in to a plug.
I don't think it's a plug thing.
Oh, you mean it just goes
directly... It's a chandelier. How's that possible?
Oh, that I don't know. Maybe it's got...
This can't be possible. Why wouldn't the German guy have told me that I bought it from?
Because he wanted to sell you the chandelier.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Why didn't you just pick it up yourself? You're going to Austria.
Because I think it came from Germany. But I think they're like right next door to each other.
I think they are too. could have gone.
And it's big and heavy. I couldn't get that back home. What's your question?
All right, now, this is from one of the workout junkies.
Oh, okay, my junkies.
JMW junkies.
Junkie.
My question and are your thoughts on doubling up a workout if you miss a day?
No, okay. Absolutely not.
All right.
No way. That's like, how do I even quantify that? That just, no, it's overtraining. No, but what you can do is on the day that you miss, I've said this a bunch of times, don't eat too much. Don't overeat. Right. Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of a good analogy. My brain's just not functioning today.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Another one about the app since we're on it. Is there any way, any support for lengthening the time in between moves to be longer than 3 seconds? She goes, it takes me longer than 3 seconds to transition.
I know. Okay. So what we've been dealing with that is we are working on making it 5 seconds. So first of all, you should have a description. There's a description of the next move. Then there's the 3 second transition. We're working on defaulting it to a 5 second transition. But we're going to make that optional. So it can be 5 or 10 seconds.
Okay.
So we've extended it, and we're working on making the component optional, but it's going to take every time we make these changes, we got to do a new update. Update. So part of the reason it's 99 cents a week as well is because, you know, we're working through all these bugs. So like another one is I worked with all these chefs and wrote all these recipes, right? So they put this tool in unbeknownst to me because these guys are like hardcore techies and they don't often communicate well. So they put in this tool that allows you to customize the recipe. So let's say Janice wants to make it for one person and Jake wants to make it for four. Well, so I go to my recipe thing and I automatically have it set on one, right? So I was putting a recipe up on social and I took a picture of the app, right? The ingredients and the dish, and I didn't look at it. Because I freaking wrote it, and someone's like, I don't understand where the tortilla is in this thing. Or, like, how come it says 0 tablespoons of X, Y, and Z? And I was like, oh, my God, what happened to the recipes? So some of them don't convert to one serving.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
So now we're having to go back through and redo every single recipe entered in at one serving so that you multiply up. So it always works. But like a quiche, you can't make one serving of a quiche. So it's like, do you see what you see?
Yes, I do.
So we're dealing with all of these because it's so, this thing is so technical. So then like I wrote, okay, there's a 10-minute workout, there's a 20-minute workout, there's a 30-minute workout, but then the 10-minute workout was 22 minutes. So I was like, why is this 22 minutes when I look at the total timer? And it's like, oh, the description of the move, the intro, the warm-up, the cool-down. So then we had to switch the whole thing around to make it actually 10 minutes. And so you guys could just hang in there with me. We're getting it all sorted out, but it's just very complex. That's all. It's just very...
Yeah, it happens.
It's very... I can't even tell you how complex.
Okay. I've heard Jillian mention many times that she becomes anemic. This is from Michelle. When you don't eat meat.
Is she vegan?
No. She goes, I am anemic. I'm taking iron supplements. And she goes, I'm surprised by this because I eat spinach, red peppers, avocados, and meat every day.
Oh, meat. She eats meat too.
Every day. So she says, I'm confused by it.
Who put her on iron supplements though? The doctor?
The doctor. I guess.
Iron supplements, you got to be really careful with that. It causes like constipation and too much iron can... Theoretically, it's not ideal for absorption. It's not... Supplements are like... It can cause like stomach upset, constipation, diarrhea. It's not ideal. It just depends on how much and what you take and... And there are theories also that like when you get too much iron, it can be related to heart disease. That's why I read a study once, men have 7 years less life expectancy and that their heart disease, they think it's linked to heart disease because they don't bleed every month. They don't lose iron.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Here's an interesting thing. Iron deficiency and iron overload from the New York Times. The failing New York Times.
No, that's right. Yeah. I love the New York
also Times. Known as the jewel of the American media. Okay, iron is an essential nutrient. We know anemia bad. Okay, hang on. Oh, so here's it. Right. In examining more than 1,000 white Americans, 67 to 96, in a heart study, 3% had deficient levels of iron in their blood. 13% had levels considered too high. Anyway, but the bottom line is, what is her question? Why does she have anemia?
She just says, any suggestions to prevent this from happening again? So obviously she settled it out, but, you know.
This is way too touchy of a subject for me to sort of, you know, yeah, this one is, I would just say, like, there are a lot of different factors. It could be, like, is she combining the iron with things like calcium and then they block each other? Or is she eating foods? There could be a million things. Like, vitamin C can enhance iron absorption, but this is more of a doctor conversation. Okay. You don't want someone getting too much. That's what I would say. Like, there are things that a doctor should answer.
Gotcha.
Or not even, preferably a registered dietitian.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's one where you got to go. My takeaway on that one is you got to go to an expert, because iron, you don't want to mess with it.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Here's from Danielle. Do you think it's okay to join a 12-step program to overcome food addiction? So in other words, do you believe in 12-step program for food addiction?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Hi, Jillian and gang. You guys make my Mondays. I laugh so much, especially the short videos Jillian puts on her Instagram. I think this show needs to be a video podcast because the behind the scenes seem to be so entertaining. Help a sister out. Anyway, I love the show. Look forward all the time.
I could put it on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel now.
You
it's
do?
The third largest search engine in the world, Schnooze.
What, YouTube?
Yeah. I put all my fitness challenges on there from the app, like little circuits and special fun moves and little tutorials. And then I started a Pinterest, too, with recipes and fitness challenges.
Do you make things with old rubber tires?
No, planters? That's Etsy.
Oh, I thought it was Pinterest.
No.
We could put a camera up in here, but I think people would get bored after a while.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, okay. Okay, well, that was Jen.
But
okay.
That's not really a question, though.
I know. I just wanted to... Okay.
Hey, Jillian. That wasn't really a question, though.
I know. It's a comment. Comments. Hey, Jillian, I moved from Seattle to Colorado. I work out 6 days a week. I feel like I'm quite fit. When I visit Colorado, the altitude really bothers me. How do I adjust
brutal.
My work... Isn't it, though?
God.
How do I adjust my workouts and get acclimated to a higher altitude?
How long... Wait. She's there. She's moved.
I'm moving from Seattle, Colorado.
It takes 6 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Period. Wow. End of story.
Which is true, though, because Olympic athletes, when they're going to places, they go like way...
No. It takes 6 weeks for the body to acclimate.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's why if you train... That's why they'll train at high altitudes, because it improves their ability to absorb oxygen, their VO2 max. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Cardiovascular conditioning.
Hey, Jillian, I wanted to thank you for lifting my Mondays every week. I love the podcast. Thanks. Oh, this is a thank you. Thank you for your tips.
None of these are questions.
They're coming now. The commando, going commando while working out. Since ditching the underwear and wearing my workout pants, it's liberating.
I know.
And so
But does she have nice coverage, though? Got to make sure you've got good coverage.
She just says, hope the tortoise arrives. So I don't...
No, we got a tortoise.
Did the tortoise arrive?
A couple of days. Do you know how much money I'm into Phil now? $5,000. Do you know Phil has mites? I've been through it. I can't. I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
Phil. Yeah, but
Natalie,
the tortoise arrives,
tortoise
I think. I think he was supposed to arrive today.
Where's my tortoise?
Where's my... Hang on. Okay. Wait a sec. Where's my tortoise? I think he was supposed to arrive today.
Oh, but if you're working out without... Yeah, what? How do you cover up your...
You get good coverage. Some of them are like... They're very thick with the pad. They're in the thing.
Your tights?
Hello?
Yeah. Where's my tortoise?
And what are you talking about?
Where's my tortoise?
Oh. Well, she wanted to bring them on Sunday, but now it's supposed to rain, so she said it'll have to be sometime next week.
Oh. What?
Oh, yikes.
Haven't I waited long enough?
I mean, I think so. Are you ready?
I've been ready. We built the house, we moved the dirt, I took out the plants, I put the stakes in the ground, or Cody did.
Maybe we could go pick him up then. I don't know where he is right now, though. I don't...
You know what? I'm confused because I was under the impression that this was a birthday present.
Ooh, well past that.
And yeah, we are well past that.
Delivered like 2 weeks ago, but then it rained and then she had to go to a cabin and do computer work or something. I don't know. I got a whole list of things.
But you told me he was coming this Friday, a week ago.
This is out of Heidi's hands.
No,
she can't.
I said this weekend. She said she would be back Friday or Saturday. Now she said she's going to be back Saturday night, and then she said she was planning on Sunday, but if it rains, then she's not going to bring him in the rain, so then maybe next week.
And by the way, Nicole just ate all of our organic Cheetos.
They're awfully good.
Why did you take those?
Because
the kids' lunches.
No, the kids are spoiled rotten.
We do have your food clip here.
You specifically asked for those.
Well, they're gone now. You can get more this weekend.
Oh my god.
Oh please! Do you have any idea how much of my shit that kid has destroyed? Ask him, and I'll let him know. Put him on the phone. Is he there?
He is.
It's for the TV he ripped out of the wall. Tell him. Tell him that I ate his cheek. He ripped the television out of the wall. He's the kid's a savage. Wait, no. What?
It's terrible you ate there.
Where's my turtle?
I am supposed to.
She was trying to talk to you and you kept talking.
I am supposed to ask you what you want from Cafe Habana.
A bean and cheese burrito. Bean and cheese.
I can't believe you made us eat your children's food, and now
I didn't make you eat anything.
We all feel bad.
No. Chicken tinga tacos and corn with no mayo. Did you just fart?
Jesus. No, sorry, it was the microphone.
Corn with no mayo, right?
Yeah.
Adriana,
is there a question?
Yes, Adriana wants to know.
Same segment, right?
Where are we?
Adriana wants to know, what are the best exercises for hip dips?
What?
Hip dips. You know,
what's a hip dip?
When you get on the bar and you go,
are just dip dips.
Dips.
That's not a hip dip. What are you talking about? What are the best exercises to do an exercise?
That's a hip dip.
Normally you'd say, what is the best exercise for to run faster or to strengthen my this? Or what's the best exercise to do this exercise? Which there's no such exercise as far as I know called a hip.
Oh. Hip dips are an inward curve on each side just below the hip bone.
Oh.
So I don't think it's an exercise. Curve. Maybe she's trying
An inward, where?
What does it look like, Nick?
Let me see images.
Said it was a dip.
I was thinking these dips. You know when you...
Wait, where is the hip dip?
The hip dip.
Okay, where?
The hip dip.
Next to the Doritos.
Oh! Does she want it to go away? She
wants it to go away.
Her hip dip.
That makes, now it makes more, I was thinking the exercise, but yeah.
Wait, she wants it to go away. Well, the hip dip is really a muffin top.
Is it?
Well, it's the space between a muffin top and a saddlebag.
But I'm getting them.
Here's the ultimate guide to hip dip.
You know what? My body's changing. Don't laugh. Stop it.
But wait, I would think a lot of women would want a hip dip.
No, you don't. Look at this. It's when this part starts to get bigger.
That's a saddlebag.
But yeah,
though.
So it's like your muffin top is now here, and then you dip, and then your saddlebag comes
out.
It's like the extra. It's the extra curve. You're not actually a time an hourglass.
So really,
anymore.
You're trying
you're
to
like
work
2 hourglasses.
I don't think that's the case.
It's like 2 hours.
That is an hourglass.
No, because it's like. Here's the hourglass, and here's the second hourglass. It's like you're an hour and a half glass.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense.
What?
No. It's...
Well, body...
She wants probably to get...
Well, no, it's just overall body fat reduction. You can't spot reduce body fat. But the issue... There are two different kinds of fat, too. The muffin top is, right, considered technically belly fat. Or back fat, depending on where it's coming from. And then the fat on the hips is brown fat, a lot harder to lose. But the only way to
classify this thigh as a hip?
I guess that's what she's saying. I guess so, your hips.
Dips. You know, so the dip.
Yeah, because up above would be your waist. Yeah, belly gotcha. Button's your waist. So, okay. But you can't, remember, you can't spot reduce fat. You got to just lose overall body.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Although,
they
I don't
do say,
think
though,
anything
if you,
wrong with the, yeah.
They say if you lose your love handles, your hip dips will become less evident. So
that's what I said,
yeah,
which is a muffin top problem. That's what I said. I said it first.
She did say it
first. Okay. And I'm the expert.
But if it's a muffin top problem, then what is this?
Well, then that just is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But real.
Darlene says, first of all, love the comp. Okay. Jillian, your new app is Da Bomb.
Oh.
I noticed at night when I'm in bed after a workout, I get horrible cramps, Charlie horses in my legs and feet.
Wow, okay.
Any suggestions? Now, you know why I pulled this?
Is she hydrating and taking electrolytes?
I don't know what Darlene's doing. We could try to call her, but she didn't
get back to
me.
Well, I would say that usually when you're getting horrible cramps, if you're not on some sort of medication that's causing that, it's often because you're either dehydrated or you have an electrolyte imbalance. So one of the things that I used to give my little contestants is something called Electromix.
Okay.
But you can get it coconut water, you know what I mean? You can drink a coconut water, I'm sure, and be fine. Aqua Hydrate also has a ton of electrolytes, which is why it's the water right in front of me right now.
Okay.
So like a water that has electrolytes, or you can add an Electromix to your water, coconut water. If you don't want the calories, though, that's where a water with electrolytes is good.
Perfect.
Schnoobag,
right.
Schnooball,
and that
shenanis.
Is, and that's our mailbag for today.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.